Rick, welcome to Ask the Builder, WGRR. How are you this morning?
I hope I'm coherent enough.
You're doing great, buddy. I'll tell you what, you get an award, man. How can I help you today, pal?
Okay, I've got a leak that goes in front of the front door. And it's a covered porch, and it has a slanted roof above it. And so I'm not sure where it's leaking and how to stop it. It's leaking on top of the aluminum siding that covers the porch.
So when you let me ask this question. When you go outside, is it a drip that's coming from the upper roof, you think, or is it just a hidden water that then shows up inside, you know, that's actually running back behind the aluminum siding? In other words, I know there's a slanted roof above the porch, but then does the water run from that upper roof down to this lower roof? Is that the problem? That's what I'm trying to get my arms around.
Yeah, I think that's where it's coming from. I'm just guessing, though. I don't
you
know.
You don't know. That's what you're calling me about. Well, but where do you finally see the water? Is the water inside the house?
No, it's on the outside of the house. It's in front of the front door.
Okay, well, here's how I've always tried to diagnose where leaks are. And it's not too hard, but it can be very time-consuming. The first thing to do is, when it rains, a lot of people don't understand, there's two components to roof leaks. Number one is just the actual, what I call the gravitational flow of water down a roof or a slope surface, and you can actually have a leak just from that. I mean, common sense would tell you, if you had a hole in the roof, just like a round hole, and water was flowing from above, it would fall down into the hole.
Right.
Okay, so that's what I call a gravitational leak. But there's a problem, though, in a lot of rainfalls or a lot of leaks. What happens is that typically when it rains, there's a wind component as well that actually pushes the water sideways. You know, like, I mean, think about it. Like if you have a vigorous thunderstorm,
right,
you know, there's a lot of wind with it. And I mean, you can have what we call wind-driven rain. I mean, and the wind can be, I mean, it can be 30, 40 miles an hour actually blowing the raindrop sideways. Well, that really complicates trying to find a leak. So if you go up on the roof and you always have to work low. If you start low and you have a garden hose and you're just trying to flow the water across the roof, you can usually pretty quickly identify these gravitational, you know, leak locations. You know, but the worst thing you want to do is you don't want to start high. See, I often see people take a hose way up on the roof and let the water run down. Well, that doesn't tell you where the leak is, because the leak, because as the water quickly runs down the roof, it could be anywhere. So
right.
You always have to start low and work your way up.
Yeah.
Here's the key, though, with roof leaks, and I've written about this on the website.
Mm-hmm.
What I've found is that 90 to 95% of roof leaks happen at flashing locations. And what a flashing is, I call those things transitional roofing materials. A flashing is used between roofing material and something that's not roofing. For example, like if a roof butts up against a chimney, you know, the chimney's not a roof, it's a chimney. So you have to flash around it. When a plumbing vent pipe sticks up through a roof, you have to put a flashing around it. When a roof butts up against like a wall of a house, we have to flash that. And you'll find, and I'm telling you, 9 out of 10 cases, that's where the leaks are. So, around this area where it's leaking, do you have any situation like that, you know, where you might have some flashings?
Okay. Well, first off, let me say that at first the leak was just when the wind was blowing real hard.
There we go. See?
But then, now it leaks all the time.
Okay. Is this roof easy enough that you could get up and take some photos?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I want you to, I'll tell you what the best thing would be for you to get up there with a digital camera, take some photos, and send them to me. Can you do that?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, I think that we're going to solve the problem that way. And it's hopefully, you know, it should come really, you know, and if I see something in the photo that I want you to get a close-up of, you know, I'll let you know that way. I think that's the best way to handle this.
Okay, the other thing you're talking about, the flashing location.
Yes.
What happens right above where it seems to be leaking, and I know the water can travel quite a distance, is it's where two roofs, the planter roof intersects with another roof.
Like a valley.
Right.
Okay, well, this is really important then. How old's the roof?
It was, the house was built in 2000.
Okay, and you think this problem's been happening since then? Or just did it?
Yeah, it has. But at first it was just wind-driven. Now it's...
Okay, here's what I want you to check. This is really simple. Go to my website, because now that you told me we got a valley involved, we call those valleys. Is there a piece of metal flashing that shows in the center of this valley, or do the shingles kind of weave over one another?
I can't see any. I don't remember seeing a metal valley.
Okay, take some photos of that valley for me, where those two roofs intersect. I want to see that.
Okay.
And if there were a metal valley there. There's a very common mistake that rookie roofers make, and I have a column about that on the website. I show exactly the problem, and I show exactly how the shingles are supposed to be cut in the valley to minimize leaks like that.
Yeah, I read that on your website.
All right, okay. Well, take some photos and send them to me, and I'll look at them, and I'll get back with you. How's that sound?
That sounds good to me.
Rick, thanks for getting up, buddy.
Okay,
you're the best,
you
man. You're going to get an Ask the Builder award. All right, buddy. I look forward to getting those photos, man.
Okay.
All right, pal. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.